أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا قل فادرؤوا عن أنفسكم الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses number 168, 169, 170, and 171 of Surah Al-Imran. In verse 168, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues from the previous verse. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen. They address their brothers and they say to them, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, the munafiqeen are those who say, لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ, to their brothers who had participated in the path of Allah Ta'ala, going out in jihad fi sabilillah, وَقَعَدُوا, whilst they remained sitting at home, لَوْ أَطَاعُونَا, if those who had gone out in the path of Allah, had they been obedient to us, had they obeyed us, مَا قُتِلُوا, they would have not been slain, they would have not died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this kind of thinking of theirs, that how is it possible that when somebody goes out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they give up their lives for the sake of Allah, if that same individual remained at home, how was it possible that they would have not died? Allah ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, قُلْ, ask them, فَدْرَؤُوا عَنْ أَنْفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, then avert death from yourselves. When you are sitting at home and death comes to you, avert it, try and stop it, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. That if you think death awaits you only on the battlefield, then whilst you are sitting at home, then see, when it comes to you, try and ward it off, try and chase it away, see what happens if you are truthful in this kind of claim. That is not the truth, that is not the reality. The truth and the reality is this, that let us try and examine and see what awaits those that go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what kind of ni'mat, what kinds of boons and favors does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have in store for them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses the whole of mankind, and Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا, that, O mankind, do not think that those who have become martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمْوَاتًا, that they are dead. Do not ever think that they have given their lives up, that they have lost their lives in this world, that they are dead and they are gone. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ, nay, they are alive. Now, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, the kind of life that they are living, that you will not understand. It is never understandable, because you are on this side of the world, they are now in the alam-e-barzakh, they are living a different kind of a life, and that life will never be understandable to you. Yes, they are gone to the other side of the world, they have been buried under the ground, they are in their qabars, but their arwah and their bodies live a different type of life. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are alive, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, by their Allah, by their Rabb. يُرْزَقُونَ, and they are being sustained. The first aspect of the surah, very amazing, in Abu Dawud, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains why this ayat, why this verse was revealed. When the shuhada of Uhud had left this world and they had gone to the other side, they had gone by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they had seen all these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, some thoughts had come to them. One of those thoughts were that, Ya Allah, so many ni'mats, who is going to convey all of this to our brothers on the other side of the world? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no problem, I will convey all of this. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse and the subsequent verses, that here are these people that have come to me and they have this concern that how would you know what are these ni'mats? So very briefly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us what is all this about. Secondly, yurzaqoon, that they are being sustained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Masrukh rahmatullah alayhi, he asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what is the meaning of this verse and the subsequent verses? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that when the shuhada leave this world, then the arwah, the ruh gets attached to little birds of Jannah, and then those birds begin to fly. And these birds fly around Jannat, and then these arwah, they satisfy themselves with the fruit of Jannah and with the streams and the waters of the rivers of Jannah, and then they come and they settle at the candle posts of the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they are sustained by the different ni'mats of Jannah. Farihina bima atahumullahu min fadli, they are happy with what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants them from the fadl and from the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this world, when a person wants to be sustained, we have to work, we have to earn, we have to cook, and we have to do everything else. But there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala grants through the fadl and through the grace of Allah ta'ala, there is no earning, there is no effort, there is no attempt, there is nothing. It is all from the fadl and the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs them about those people who have not yet met them from behind them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs them about those who are living in this world, that when their time has come to leave this world, some narrations indicate the shuhada that are going to leave this world, Allah ta'ala informs them that those shuhada, their time is very close, or the non-shuhada that are going to leave this world, Allah ta'ala informs them now, their time is very close, and they are now going to come the other side, and they become very happy with them. Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The condition will be this, that there is no khawf, there is no fear upon them, and they do not have any kind of worry or any kind of concern, and hence Allah ta'ala gives them the full information. So, like how we are waiting for somebody to come in this dunya, to come and meet us from afar, from another place, like that, these shuhada wait for the arwah of those individuals. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And then they are happy and they rejoice with all the various ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَفَضْلٍ, and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has in store for the shuhada, for those who have given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let the ajr, the reward of those who have brought iman, go to waste. In other words, Allah ta'ala will grant them the full reward. That when a person has brought iman in Allah and a person gives his life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, whatever the deeds of this world be, Allah Ta'ala will grant him his full reward in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.